for me to give them a call back towards the end of the year.
Thank you for calling Hilltop Office Supply and Steel City Business Systems. If you would like service or supplies, press 1. Sales, press 2. Matt, press 3. Stacy, press 4.
Okay, yeah, I could imagine. I'm trying to be
honest. Hello, it's Matt.
Hey, Matt, this is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good. From where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Never heard of you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, we're a private business bank, and I'm just trying to follow up here on a pre-approved finance offer I sent your way a couple weeks ago. It's based off of some financing you guys did through GE. I think this was back in 2012. Does it sound familiar?
Nope, I don't. The only thing I do through GE is we lease machines. My whole business I do with cash.
Okay, so it must have been for some equipment then. What kind of equipment would you have leased through them?
Nope, wouldn't have been.
Well, you just said Sorry, I thought you said you leased some equipment through them, or that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I sell equipment to customers, and I use GE as a finance for my customers.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you
and GE's
that.
It's Wells Fargo now, isn't it?
Well, you might be working through them now, and this might be some older information. I'm just looking in our database, and in the past, it looks like you had used GE. So have you moved to Wells Fargo since then?
Well, Wells Fargo, I used to use Wells Fargo GE, and the other one, CIT.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
As lease people, but I'm pretty sure, which I'm positive, Wells Fargo bought GE, and now it's all Wells Fargo, but they're still using, like, the GE name.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, buddy.
Yeah, no worries.
It's
no
crazy,
worries.
But, yeah, I do, like I said, I do most of my things cash.
Got it.
You know, if I was going to do anything whatsoever, like buy a car, which I probably should, I'd probably just go down to a local bank.
Yeah, okay. So you just typically go through the local bank then?
You got it, buddy.
Yeah. Is that just like a small town local bank, or is it
anything? First Commonwealth.
First Commonwealth. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I was just trying to get over here and, you know, follow up on that said, you know, offer I'd sent in the mail. I think this was about 2 weeks ago. So, you know, I was hoping it'd hit your mailbox.
Where'd you send it at?
To what address?
Yeah.
It was the 596, is that Goucher Street?
See, we moved there. From there a long time ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so I probably never even got that because, I don't know, damn mail people are all screwed up.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is a little archaic at this point, and, you know, sometimes things get lost, so, you know, can't expect it always to get through. So that's, like, exactly pretty much why I'm on the phone here now, giving you that follow-up call.
Not a problem, buddy.
Got it. Well, I mean, so that's the thing. If, you know, just trying to see here if, you know, build a relationship with you to, you know, add to my clientele here. And it's just, you know, for in the future, if something was to come up, you know, I'd want to have my hat in the ring there for you to,
yeah, I hear
you know,
you,
lean
buddy.
On.
Best of luck to you.
Okay. And so, I mean, we do have you pre-approved for, like I said, both working capital and equipment financing, if that was something that you were looking for.
No,
and it looks like
it
was.
It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be.
No,
Is there maybe a better time of the year then for me to follow you up on? Like,
here's what I do, and I'll be brutally honest with you.
Okay, yeah, that's
fine. I'm like my own bank. I got a ton of money in an Edward Jones account, and if I do need any money, I borrow off that Edward Jones account and let the company pay it back. So
got it. So it sounds like you're on a pretty good setup over there then.
Well, hey, my wife calls me cheap. I call myself thrifty. So
hey, that's fine. That's fine. Put the money where you need it, right?
Yeah, so you take it from there if you're not married. I mean, these guys aren't women are killers, so.
Yeah, hey, I'm not there yet, so we'll see if I ever
smart,
get there,
be
man.
Smart. Be hey. Smart, man. Take it from the thing, and if I probably didn't have her, I'd probably be worth another million, so.
Hey, I appreciate the advice, man. I'll definitely keep
right.
that in mind.
Hey, man, best of luck to you. I mean,
hey,
keep in
you.
Touch. I always answer a salesman's phone. I know it's tough out there.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. So, and you know, I'll probably follow up with you. I mean, would it sound better for maybe a little closer to the end of the year or maybe?
Hey, give it a shot, man. Why
okay.
not?
Sounds
Never
good.
Never know what tomorrow will bring.
Hey, thank you. And I'll totally get back to you. And do you have an email that I could maybe get a hold of just to send my contact information in case?
I think it's Emma. If you have my name, it's mmarizio@hilltopoffice.com.
M. Marizio, I do have
at hilltopoffice.com.
Okay, great. All right, well, good talking to you, Matt. And then, yeah, like I said, I'll follow up closer to the end of the year, and hopefully, you know, we can work together in the future.
We'll see how it goes, man.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one, man.
All right, take care. Bye.